My first impressions when we first moved up to Great Whitley, first of all, of course, knowing the Colonel and Francis, and they knew quite a lot of people around the farming world especially, and everybody was very friendly, as you would expect, and very helpful. And then we found there were two coal yards in Great Whitley. There was a shop in Great Whitley. There was a garage selling cars and petrol up the road. And we thought, crikey, this has got everything here. There was a pub and a hotel restaurant doing roaring trade up at the 100 House. And a school, of course, and a surgery, and a magistrate's court and police station. We thought this is a really well supplied village. There was a village life of sorts, much more than we found in Kent, because Kent was so much quieter during the day, especially. So we thought how wonderful it all was. So we've settled in fairly quickly and tried to join in with as many societies or clubs as we possibly could, and just to try and involve ourselves with the village, because we thought it was such a nice atmosphere.